Previously on Rolling on Fate.
Hey, hero. Hopefully you weren't scared of all the commotion inside the inn. Despite everything, it looks like we're headed back to Revelheim. Gabby and the other clerics of Yondola here in Landrin saw fit to give us a writ of payment for our good works here. Looks like our shining lord has a plan for us. There isn't much we can do here. We can get good work back to the church as quickly as possible. And we won't have to travel all by our lonesome either. Things settled pretty quickly after the fight, and I got a chance to get a sense of our new companions. Of course, each of them seems to need to come across all mysterious-like. Taylor seems the most upfront out of all of them. A real gentleman. And, lucky for me, only pretty good at dragon chess. Ainsley's no slouch, though. Don't tell her I said this, but she's a crack shot with that thing she carries around. And you must have seen Fanula coming up. Yeah, that's the one. Looks like the forest floor will come to life. And, by the by, if you could tell me what that Peleus guy... That's right, the Blue Elf was doing out here while we were all fighting and risking our lives. I'd like to know. John, on the other hand... Rifter. Enough said. Anyways, all's quiet now. And you have yourself a good rest. We're to take care of a few things and... then it's back to work and off to Revelheim. Sleep well, old buddy.
This is Beth, and I play Ainsley.
Hey, this is Jacob, and I'm everyone's third favorite sea elf, Peleus the Lucky.
My name is Kit, and I play Taylor Grangers.
I'm Narcy. I'm John, by the way.
I'm Garrett, and I'll be playing Marion Kine.
I'm Jen, and I play Fanula.
And I'm Matt, your DM.
You all wake up in the morning, Fanula?
I've been awake for a while.
Yeah, you've been awake, so you can go back... into the tavern or...
No, I'm going to, like, walk around picking things outside that look tasty.
Okay. You want to give me a nature check?
Sure. Oh, man.
Or survival, rather, because you're looking for forage.
Survival. A 9. So that's 12.
Okay. So you can find some berries and a couple of cool-looking flowers. Maybe a mushroom or two.
Can I eat the flowers?
Sure.
Okay, I eat them.
Okay. You eat the flowers, but you're saving the berries and mushrooms.
I put them in my bag.
Okay. Do you want to go back into the tavern? Or
I'll go in when it looks like people are, like, in there.
Okay.
I'll just, like, walk by the windows a couple times.
Yeah. Peleus, you with your trance, you're also waking up right at sunrise. It looks like the clerics changed their shift. A few of the guards look like they're nodding off, but there's a couple of other ones still around, and... and Jonathan is also nowhere to be seen. Who would say they're an early riser?
That would probably be me.
I think I am, definitely. Okay.
Why don't both of you give me a d6 roll?
If Taylor starts hearing people, he wakes up.
I rolled a 2.
I got a 3.
Marion, you wake up first.
Wonderful. I will go down into the tavern and see about starting to make a meal for everybody if people are going to be waking up soon.
Okay.
I mean, I can't say it's going to be good.
It's still appreciated.
Shortly after you arrive into the tavern, Jonathan is also there, and he sort of, like, goes to his back room and sort of is bustling around. It looks like he's also trying to start preparing some food in the kitchens back there.
Mind if I join you?
Sure. You know much about cooking?
I know enough to... make your stomach stop rumbling.
Okay. Why don't you chop those potatoes over there for me?
Can do. I'll start assisting.
Okay. John, you're awake, and let's go ahead and say, Taylor, you're also awake.
All right. So I will head down and step outside and do my morning, like, exercise practice sparring thing.
Okay. Fanula, while you're gathering your flowers and other things, you see John... doing this sort of practiced swords. Are you using your sword?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sword swings and doing stances and practice maneuvering type stuff.
Okay, if he, like, looks at me, I'll just nod.
Taylor, what did you want to do?
He's going to go downstairs and just kind of get his stuff, you know, kind of organized and have his bag packed in the common room and sit down and wait for food.
Cool. Ames, you smell the telltale sign of bacon being cooked. And that sort of wakes you up.
All right, she kind of unburrows herself from her blankets, puts on her cloak, her goggles, and then her scarf, and gets herself ready to go downstairs, and then kind of just slowly makes her way in, not like waiting to see who all she sees in the main room before she goes along entirely inside.
Yeah, so you see Peleus, Taylor, and some of the clerics that are sleeping, and some that are up, and some of the guards that are doing the same.
All right, I go sit with the boys I know.
Sleep well?
Yeah, it was actually real comfortable. These are really good beds here.
It's a crying shame, really.
Why?
Given, I want to point to the rift in the center of the room.
Oh, that, yes.
Yep. By the way, it's still there.
Did anything come out of it last night? The guards say anything?
You turn around and ask the guards, and they shook their head. They're like, no, it doesn't. Doesn't really seem like there's too much activity.
Has anyone looked in on it?
No, none of us have gone inside.
Stuck our head in that rift again? No. We'll leave that to you. That's totally fine. We're fine here on this side of reality. We're wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, what he said.
I mean, it doesn't kill you.
Nope.
I don't know that. I haven't done it yet, so I'm fine here.
Well, I mean, I can tell you about it. I would have thought one such as yourself would be absolutely just inspired by the nature of all sorts of adventures.
I do love adventuring, but I also really enjoy being amongst the living. And knowing that when this rift opened, all of our, well, undead friends here and there and, well, everywhere came through. I thought, you know, it's best to just stay here in this quiet little town with John and just John. And, you know, I think we're okay.
I wouldn't mind hearing what it's like on the other side, though.
Let's go with John. You sort of finish your morning stretches, and I assume that you're going to head back inside?
After my morning prayers, yes.
Yep. Okay. Fenula?
When I see him head inside, I go into.
Okay.
Well, it's a barren wasteland, mostly. Kind of a sort of reflection of this world, except for it's the most corrupt form that you could imagine. As we said before yesterday, there was a legion of undead sweeping across the landscape. There is only death there. Death, dust, and gray.
Did they tell you about any of the other types of rifts? Because I know we have several other kinds.
Well, I think you'd want to ask that gentleman who's walking in right there, pointing at John as he's coming through the doors. And be careful with those doors, John, for the love of God.
God is watching, John.
Palor is watching you, John. Be gentle with those doors.
Oh, yeah, St. Palor. I'm sure he is watching. What do you want me for?
I quickly raised my hand at you.
Yes?
They were asking John for an explanation about the rifts.
Ah, the holy rifts. I can speak of them in great detail. What do you want to know?
Well, he was just telling me what it's like inside the one you guys just both went into. I was wondering if you could let me know about how different it is with the others?
Well, that's the only rift I've actually been inside, so I can't compare it. I know the divine rifts takes us to, the layman's terms would be heaven, and it's a paradise, and John will literally go on for as long as you want to listen to him about how amazing it is there.
But do you know anything else about the other ones? I'll interrupt you there.
All right. Well, I know the gray rifts are used for transportation, and it's the sun rifts, right? That are used for the farming?
Yep.
Yeah, so I know that. But my training has been more on the celestial rifts.
Has there been any study into the other ones?
Well, there's the tower in Revelheim that researches all of them, so...
John, who is the friend you have back in Revelhein who's connected with the research at the tower? So my daughter is actually acquainted with that same group, Shivana.
His name's Peter. He's Peter. A sorcerer in training.
Just then, Johnson comes out carrying two large platters that's filled with eggs and bacon and biscuits and gravy. There's some pancakes and...
Fanula's eyes light up.
And he looks like there's some like red sort of strawberry fruit that maybe not all of you have seen this before. And
I'd beeline for that.
The strawberry fruit?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've had one before. Yeah.
But I still beeline okay. for it.
It still sounds great.
And he just starts laying it out on the table that you're all sitting at. You guys selected sort of the biggest table, and you're all just gathered around, and Jonathan's like, eat up. Oh, this is enough food for you all.
I helped myself.
Thank cool. you, John.
Added note, the pancakes, they're sourdough pancakes.
Oh, yay. Aww. I eat those.
Of course they are.
Mm-hmm. All right, I do finally pull down my scarf to start to eat, and she does have, she's kind of a rounded face. She has a scar up on the side of her lip that goes up longer around her cheekbone, and then just starts eating.
What color hair does she have? Does she have hair?
She's still wearing her cloak. Do you want to make a perception check?
Ooh, yeah, I'd love to.
You know what? I'm curious, too. Can I look?
That would be a 14 for perception.
I got a 17.
Yeah, so you guys see sort of some auburn hair. That's the color, right?
Yeah.
That's sort of poking out just a little bit from the cloak. Not too much. She still has her goggles on over her eyes. That's correct, right?
Yeah. It is very, very flat against her head, so the best guess you have is it's going to probably be a very tight ponytail.
But it definitely looks like her hair is definitely pulled up out of the way. But that's all that you pretty much see, besides the cloak. John, never mind. That's it. That's all. No more.
He just likes to say your name.
How ominous.
John!
Yeah, so you guys eat. Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I guess we'll do our little travel arrangement. Talk about the path and everything, but... Just
do we
follow
have, like,
the road,
a map
I'm
that...
assuming. Unless
oh, I have a map. I'll pull out mine now. Since, like, all yeah. of us have now shown our map.
Taylor has no map.
I think so. Yeah, you also bought a map.
Okay.
I think literally 4 or 5 people bought maps in their episode 0.
Yay, I have a map. I should put that on my inventory.
So you pull out your map, and you guys... I mean, some of you have already traveled the distance from Landerin to Revelhein, but you can see that it's going to take roughly 6 or 7 days walking along the trail and or the road. And it's a pretty well-traveled road and shouldn't have any problems just heading straight back to Revelhein.
Side note, I did run into a bugbear around right here, and I pointed that on the map.
Which she points to basically halfway back to Revelhein, where sort of there's a some trees that are north of Landerin in a forest area that just sort of stops a few days outside of Landerin, and she points to the edge of that forest there.
Was he dangerous, or she?
I am unfamiliar with bugbear biology, but it did hit me pretty hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is it still alive?
No, not at all.
That's what I thought.
Its brains were blown out into a bush.
Wow. I don't really know how to use non-lethal damage.
Well, at the very least, you're more dangerous than a bugbear, so...
Well, usually if there's one bugbear, there's many more nearby. It's good.
That's why I just thought I would make it a warning.
Let's talk about transportation, at least.
Yeah, I guess all of us can't ride on your elk, can we?
I know several of us already came from Revelhein. How did you guys get here?
I just walked.
Yeah, I prefer walking as well.
Oh god, that must have taken a long time.
Only about a week. It's It's not that far.
Yeah, but a week on foot could be, you know, 3 or 4 days if we all had something to ride on.
Well, does this town have mounts that we could buy?
There's a horse stall area, and Marion, you know, because you stalled your horse there, that they had a few other horses.
That's right, I forgot to take it out of first gear.
But not too many.
I don't think I can actually afford to purchase a mount. Unless someone want me to, like, let me ride in their back, or if we wanted to get, like, a... I don't know... something that we could carry a bunch of people in, like a cart.
I think a large bag will be big enough for her, right? We could just...
Well, I don't know if I can afford one either, but you're more than welcome to share with me if you wish.
I can try to split it with you. I might not have enough cash, but I can probably barter something else.
All right, well, maybe we'll make a stop by the stables and see what we can find, huh?
Perhaps since we are on official business for the church, we may be able to ask to commandeer some of those horses for our use, you know, presuming we're going to return to help this tavern.
That makes sense.
It's a fair assumption.
This very official document.
Does the church usually go for that?
I'm sure we could probably talk our way into it.
Well, in that case, we could start by talking to the church and see if they'd be willing to afford us using some of their goodwill within the town to see if they could procure us some.
Sounds like a plan to me, as I eat my bacon. I said that out loud, too, in character. I like to narrate what's going on around me.
All right.
All right, we finished eating.
You guys
eating?
Finish eating. Yeah. All
right, I wolf down as much as I can, then pull my scarf over my face again.
There's some scraps of food left. I assume that Jonathan made you guys a lot of food, and you guys can't eat all of it, so.
I ate a lot.
Challenge accepted.
If no one is going to take them when we walk away, I'm going to grab the leftovers.
Oh, no, there's going to be none left. What do I have to roll for this?
We're gonna eat all the food.
Constitution check for sure.
Yeah, give me a con check.
No problem. Oh,
critical fail.
No, one better.
Six. Yeah, you get a stomachache, and you cannot finish the amount of food that he made. Those sourdough pancakes, man, they're like so good and thick, and ugh. Oh, it's just too much for your stomach.
Jonathan,
you're tooting your own horn over here.
You win this round, and I throw him a gold piece onto the bar.
You win this round.
Jen, did you say you wanted to try to eat the rest of it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do a con check.
I got a 9.
Yeah, so you help him finish off some more stuff. I think you stay away from the pancakes, and you're more towards the... fried veggies and strawberries and that kind of stuff, but you can start stuffing it in your bag. I mean, you're not going to finish it.
Do I notice, like, Amesley, like, kind of, like, eyeing it to, and, like, opening her bag?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll just let her do it.
Okay.
I have some mushrooms and stuff and some vegetables that are kind of rotting now in there. So.
Hey, I will share if anyone needs food. I just, if no one's going to finish this stuff, I'm taking it.
Can I scoop some of that gravy into a vial that I have?
Yeah.
Can you put a vial of gravy in your inventory?
Oh, I've
please?
Already written it down. I knew he was going to say yes. So I have a vial full of gravy ready to go.
Good to know.
I hope you find that in like 6 months and we're like, look, guys.
I'm thinking that hopefully I can grow another noodle and we can have two of you. And
noodle.
So you guys know that you don't need to head over to the church because the clerics are right here.
Hey.
All three of them. So
wait, they were here the whole time? How did we not notice any of you? I don't understand.
They're very
They were there while you were trancing. They were on their own shift. They have a bed in the corner.
Oh, it was trancing.
Oh God! Yeah, there is a cot that they brought over, and they're sort of like taking shifts, keeping up and watching.
Oh, that's so kind.
Well, in that case, they heard what we said. Hey, Gabby, what do you think?
The church doesn't own any horses. We could talk to.
Can you hear my name?
Yes.
Bernard.
We can talk to Reginald over at the stables and...
You don't like Bernard?
I was going to go with Jeff, so I like Reginald is good too.
I was going to say horse, but I'm glad you didn't go that way.
There's a lot of different routes I could have taken.
Horse, the horse keeper.
Yeah. Maybe he'll cut you guys a deal. I don't know. We'll see. I could head over there now with you, if you wish. Again, Landrin doesn't have that many horses, though.
Well, we only need, I think, an additional one, maybe a cart, and we'll be good to go.
All right.
Let's go see what Reggie's got to do.
So you wander over to the stables, and Gabby takes you into the shop part of the stables, and behind the desk is a human man who looks like he's in his 40s, a little bit of graying hair, and he's just sort of scribbling down in a book, and he looks up as Gabby walks in. Oh, hey, Gabby, what can I do you for? And then he's like looking at the six people that are now lined up out of the shop behind her. Oh, hi, Reginald. I was wondering if you could maybe cut a deal for these fine adventurers. Mind you, they are savers of our town. I don't know if you heard about the Shadowfell Rift that just opened in Jonathan's place.
Like it's seems a like Walgreens.
Had you heard? Did you get our mailer?
And they help save the town. So I was wondering if you could, you know, cut him a deal on a couple of horses. And he's sort of grumbling under his breath. I don't have that many horses. And there's no one here to buy them anyways, I guess. You can take, how many do you want?
How many do you have?
Well, I only have four, but I can't give you all of them, I'm sorry. And you're still gonna pay me for them, too. I run a business here, and I, of course, still need to make some money.
Well, how many can you afford to sell?
Well, I guess it depends on how much money you're gonna give me. But with the cleric's pricing, I'll say I'll go with two, and I won't really be making a profit.
Two gold it is, then.
No, done. No.
Pull
that was
out,
two horses.
Throw it at him right now.
Two horses.
Do you have a cart?
A cart? I don't, but John over there on the smithing side, he may
another
have one.
John?
Well, this one's name is John. The other one's named Jonathan. It wasn't my fault that somebody named their character John. Well...
The town of Johns.
John Dolan.
John Dalla.
John Smithin. It's right there on the map.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Ooh. Oh, how clever.
So, John over there, he's got a cart. I'm sure that he could sell you guys. But I could sell you two horses. Maybe... 40 gold pieces for two? And he's cringing at that. And he's like, he's looking at Gabby, like seeing if was that a correct amount to charge.
I think that's a fair amount. 40 gold pieces for two horses?
Can I see these horses before we hand over any money?
I agree with Taylor here. I think that if we're to do that, we need to see of the four which two we'll
sure.
be leaving with.
Sure.
As you can't,
no, you can't take my best horses. I'm sorry. Like,
you only got four of them.
Yeah, and if you leave me with the two shittiest ones, you know.
Well, first of all, you've already said that you do not have anybody to sell said horses to. And second of all, with the, and I might stress this term, Shadowfell Rift that has opened up inside of the Crooked Tap, which, by the way, is not a new style of ale that Jonathan is serving. That... It is
oh,
in
all right,
your utmost
all right,
interest.
All right. He like gets up from the desk and walks through a side door. Come on, and he leads you into the stables. And it looks like the stables could hold probably like 20 horses. And currently there are five horses here, but one of them is your horse, Garrett.
I'll take that one. Wait.
So you're all sort of walking down the stables and you walk by this massive black horse that has these white lines and patches on it. And it looks like a pristine militarized horse, and it has like serious muscle on it.
What was that horse's name?
You guys are walking past it. He doesn't acknowledge the horse. He just keeps walking.
It's John the horse.
I stop and look at it.
Okay. Marion, that you see them looking at your horse.
Hey, Hero. How you doing?
This is yours?
Yep. This is Hero. You want to pet him?
Oh, is he okay with people petting them?
Yeah, he's okay. He's a soft-hearted one. You know, like yours truly.
All right, I go up a little tentatively and try to be as very, very non-threatening as possible while I go up to pet the horse.
Cool. Give me an animal handling check.
Yep, that's what I figured was going to happen. It did not go well. 9 total.
You sort of stare at the horse, and it's tall. It's a tall horse, and you sort of are reaching your hand up tentatively towards, you know, the wooden slats and where the horse's nose is, and then you feel like this big old breath come out, warm breath on your fingers, and it goes, and it sort of like backs its head back.
Yep, I run.
No. Where do you run?
The opposite side of the stable, and just going, okay, I did that wrong. That was my fault. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Not one for first impressions, are you, Hero? No, fed him on the nose. We'll try again later.
Okay, that works. That works out fine. Sorry about that. I hope I didn't start on too much.
Reginald is like towards the end of the other end of the stables, and he's like looking back at all of you. Are you coming?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I've got these four here. These two are good conditioned, just your normal bred horse, and I've got an older war horse over there that was off of a military guy. That one's pretty expensive, though. War horses are very expensive. I've got this pony here. So, for 40 gold pieces, I can give you those two, just normal bred horses, or I can give you one of those and the pony. I am not really gonna part ways with this, war horse. This guy's worth like 400 gold pieces, and I really can't part with that. I'm sorry.
You mentioned earlier about, with getting the cart. Do you know how many people can be held in each cart? And how many horses is required for each cart?
Well, it depends on the cart, but generally you need about 2 horses for a cart. And, you could fit, I don't know, 5 people plus a couple of bags, maybe more, if it's just one of the normal size carts.
I don't have that many belongings. How many belongings do you have? Just resting to the entire gang.
I have what's on my back.
Depends on what you're transporting, I guess.
I just hold up my bag.
Would your moose be okay with working with another horse?
You mean Celery? My elk?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Would she be able to handle an entire cart by herself?
No, she's not, tame? Very much.
You also know that she does not want to be tied down.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I think we can take the 2 horses off his hands. Mm-hmm. That should work with the cart.
As long as he agrees to the 40 gold of which he already said.
Yeah. I want to go check out the 2 horses just to kind of get an assessment of temperament.
Give me animal handling for those.
That's an 11.
There's nothing too special about them, but you don't really see any defects.
I'd like to take a different tact.
Sure.
And I would like to turn back to Reginald. Now, Reginald, while my fine friend over there is taking a look at your horses, I would like to again impress upon you the nature of our mission to be able to have the Church of Palor come and assist your town in terms of dealing with this nice new rift, of which several undead did pop out of yesterday and kill two of your townsfolk. So if there is anything that you would like to tell us about the two horses we will be procuring from you, now would be the time to let us know, as any delay that we may have will adversely affect the safety of your town.
I'm well aware of this. Thank you. There are no defects with those two horses. The pony over here, that's another story, but if you're not looking at him, that's fine.
I would like to do... Can I see if he is telling the truth?
Yes.
Is that the pony singing?
give me an insight check.
That pony has a problem. La, la,
la, la, la. The pony's problem is it's obsessed with the musical theater.
That would be a total of 20.
So... you feel like he's totally telling the truth. He's also consensed that he's obviously annoyed that he is definitely losing money on this deal. But you also know, especially with your Paylor faith and the other towns that have had Shadowfell rifts open in them, they become desolate wastelands pretty soon after a Shadowfell rift has been opened. So... he's probably really worried about losing everything he owns and his family, and this is like the last of his income, the four horses that he has, and he's freaking out about it.
Okay.
I have a question. Do you have a rental possibility?
Rental?
Well, I mean, we're going out to, you know, go talk to the Paylor people up at Revenhain, and then we're going to come back to... You know, make sure that... Is this not what we're doing?
Can I tap Amesley on the shoulder real quick?
Yep, you absolutely can.
I'm going to gently spin you around so we're facing away from him.
Not to cause you too much alarm, but there may not be a return trip, or there may not be much of a Landrin left by the time we get back with the Shadowfell Rift here.
Why not?
Well, not many towns survive having a rift here. And nobody wants to live under the constant threat of an incursion of undead into their town.
Wouldn't that make it better for us to give him back his horses then, so he has something he can do after the town falls apart?
I say that we pay him a suitable amount, more than fair amount, after we're all done with this. Just to ingratiate ourselves to him. Well, I'll say this, is that our need right now is greater than his.
Are you thinking he's gonna die?
No, I'm thinking that people will not stay in this town.
Gabby walks up behind you guys, and she was also been listening in on these conversations. I don't know if, I mean, we would like if you guys return to Landrin, but I don't know if the Paler clerics are going to require you to come back. I hopefully they can send some of their own, you know, Paler militia out here, and then...
Well, then we can still give them the horses and return them, and then they can get a different way back.
That is very true. Very true.
It's a fair enough plan.
I mean, my opinion is we should just buy the horses outright in case something does happen. Maybe we get attacked by something and one of the horses die, then we'll be in more of a trouble. Once we get to town, we could talk about returning them if we want.
Mm-hmm. Just buy the horses.
All right, well...
I can't afford a full horse myself. I'm just saying that flat out.
I will put forth 20 of my own gold to pay for half.
Yeah, I'll put in the other 20. That's fine.
And as they go to reach for coins, Reginald, listen, I know you're going through some hardships right now. Of course, the town is a rift, as it were. How much would you feel comfortable actually selling these horses for? I know 40, and you just seem a little uncomfortable with that price. What seems more agreeable to you?
Well, I mean, actually, the going price for these horses is about 50 gold pieces a piece. So,
how much for half of a horse? And as he,
you mean like 25 gold pieces? Question,
I'm just Reginald. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. listen. I'll give you 80 gold pieces for the two horses. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, that totally sounds fair.
Wonderful. And I stop my new friends, or enemies, or...
Frenemies.
And, yeah, frenemies. And my BFFs. And I hand him 80 gold pieces.
Dang.
Wow.
That's very, very kind of you. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you for being able to spare these horses on such short notice. We really do appreciate that. Again, my name is Peleus. You may have seen me perform here at the Crooked Tap. Hopefully, I'll be able to return soon. As soon as that rift gets sorted. Yes, good luck with all of that. Those are our horses now.
I thought you didn't do two shows twice in one place.
I try not to, and I'd appreciate if you didn't mention that to everybody. But yeah, no, you know, maybe a return trip here would be agreeable to all parties involved. Amenable, that seems to be the word of the week, yes?
Well, I mean, thanks. I was not expecting to get this much money for these horses. You're very kind. Thanks. He looks welcome. Way more relieved and less stressed out now. With that, he also throws in saddles, and you guys were also talking about buying a cart, so he gets the specific saddles ready for the cart pulls, and he throws in a couple of bags of feed, which will last each horse about a week, and gives you reins and all.
Well, shake his hand and take our horses.
Yeah, Reginald, it's a pleasure doing business with you. If I were you, I would maybe look for relocation opportunities in the very near future.
Thanks. It is hard to relocate your entire family. I mean, I grew up here in Landrin, and this is my only business, so we'll see about that.
Just be careful. There's a lot of terrible things that came out of that rift last night.
Yeah. But
relocating is not actually that big of an idea. Sometimes it can be fun to find a new area.
Well, that's true, but we got to find work too. And you know, I'm not about to go, you know, become a slave in the Sun's Rift.
Oh gosh, I didn't even think about that as an option. I was thinking you could forage.
Well, we'll see. The Rebelhine government and all. And he stops talking. There,
Mr. Grumpy Face.
I look at John and Taylor.
John just glares back at you.
All right. As soon as everyone else is out of, like, eyesight a bit, I'm going to wait behind a bit.
Okay. Yeah. I assume that everyone is just gathering up the two horses. Marion, you're going to grab your horse. And you guys want to head over to the John Smithing to see if he's got a cart?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'll take Hero out at this point, too.
Okay. Ainsley, what were you going to do?
I was thinking that I would hand him a gear with some, like, special components, like, marked on it and say, if you need any money sometime, you can give this to the government. Just please don't tell them where you got it from.
Well, oh, okay. Thanks.
Good luck.
You too.
And I pick Ainsley up. And put her in a saddle. I mean, a satchel. Sorry. A satchel. Satchel. Saddlebag.
Satchel.
I'd probably fit in a satchel.
Upsy-daisy. Here we go. Everyone on the horse. Let's...
All right.
I'm on salary.
Okay. So you guys have four horses. Oh, no. You have three horses and one elk. And you're heading over to the smithy? John Smithin?
I am going to... stay outside with celery.
Okay.
I gotta ask one question when we get there.
Yeah. So you basically cross the market square, and it's bustling. Well, I guess it's not bustling. It is open, and there are people around. There's a few people selling a bunch of different goods. There's some wheat, some cabbages, some carrots, a bunch of potatoes being sold as you're sort of walking with your horse. Horses in tow.
Ooh, I stop and buy a bunch of vegetables.
Just how much? How
five
many?
5 gold pieces worth of vegetables.
Okay, you have a
that's
small
a bunch
half,
of vegetables.
Half sack.
How do I have a half sack? Matt does not understand how much vegetables cost. You mean, what? How much gold did you make me buy for one big bag of vegetables? Like 20 gold pieces?
You, like, bought out the stand and you got 2 large sacks of vegetables for 20 gold pieces.
That is still... I feel
half
like...
a sack is a quarter of the amount that you spent.
I just want to point out, if that's how expensive shit is, how do farmers eat?
Yeah.
So it needs to be more
like
expensive.
Like kings,
then.
Apparently.
2 sacks of carrots, so that would be 10 gold.
Basically.
So you're saying it should be more expensive.
I think it needs to be less expensive. And everyone else agrees.
Farmers and stuff, they mostly use copper, maybe silver. They don't use gold.
Right.
I spent 20 gold pieces on vegetables in my pregame. All
right, let's go ahead.
And I bargained it down.
Let's go ahead and hash this out. Because a farmer, it's not like every day they're like pulling in vegetables and like every day they're like selling it. They grow the stuff and they pull the entire field. And
is that how farming works?
What they sell in what they sell in their stall once a month is what they worked for the entire year.
That's why farmers in real life are poor.
Right.
Because vegetables don't cost that much.
So
whatever.
Did you get like 50 pounds of vegetables then?
Yeah, she got a shit ton of vegetables. Two very large sacks worth. So
for 20 gold pieces.
It was probably like 40 pounds.
But you told me it was like 40.
You were dragging them into the forest.
Oh my god.
Dear Lord, woman.
5 gold pieces for a half large sack of vegetables.
Okay, how big is the sack? Like Amesley size of munchies?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll do that.
God damn it.
I think we should argue about this more.
I think we should have got it cleared up because otherwise you guys are going to be spending a lot of money if you ever want to eat fresh food.
I'm just going to steal food.
Also, it's my goddamn world.
In your world, vegetables are the price
that's why Marion only eats meat.
Apparently it's cheaper.
More cost efficient.
So anyways. Yeah, so you stop with celery and go get some more celery. Got it. Welcome all to the intermission of episode 4. This one is a bit longer, I know, but there's just too much good stuff to keep in. Also, stick around to the very end for a special song sung to you by our very own Peleus. I recently shared a continent map on our socials, so if you would like to go check that out, you can find us at Rolling on Fate on Twitter, rollingonfate.tumblr.com, and facebook.com/groups/rollingonfate. We also have a Patreon at patreon.com/rollingonfate if you would like to donate to us and help pay for equipment to help fund our podcast. We are working on adding some great bonus content for our patrons. And a special thanks to Kyle Crawford at Billy Tidrow on Twitter and Instagram for writing the intro theme, and Jen's brother Andrew Hahn for composing all the episode music in the podcast. If you share our podcast using the hashtag RollingOnFate, I may name a character after you. I'm always in need of NPC names, and it's also a great way to let others know about the podcast. The next episode will be up Wednesday, April 3rd. And now, back to our regular scheduled programming. You guys head over to John Smithing.
I had a very pertinent question to ask when we get there.
Oh, okay.
Is John Smith smithing?
No, it's just John's smithing.
But is he smithing?
Yeah, is he smithing?
Well, Smith is not his last name. I thought that was a joke that was there. No, yeah, he is.
Is he currently smithing?
Yeah, you hear a pounding
and
of a hammer.
And is Pocahontas with him?
Oh, God.
You set this up for yourself.
He is currently pounding away on a hammer and anvil.
Okay.
Oh, God. He's pounding away.
What?
Nothing. Keep going. Don't let me stop your roll.
Jen is dying currently. Anyways, you walk up to nondescript elf that is hammering at the anvil.
Hey, Pelis.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are we calling this, John?
Oh, well, we've got Jonathan, and then we have just John, and...
I can't believe it's not John.
Excuse me, is it John?
Pounding stops, and the elf looks up. Yeah. What can I do you for? He's like putting his hammer away, wiping his hands off, and walking up to you guys.
That is a strange name for an elf. John, we're just going to call you Elf John, because that way we all know, everyone here understands that's John, the elf. Elf John.
How about like John Liff?
Elf, wait. John Excuse elf. Me. Are you Elfin John?
He turns back around and picks up his hammer and starts pounding away again.
I figured as much. Elf John, I think, is what we're going to go with here. John, sorry, I know you're busy.
Ting!
Tinging and everything.
Ting!
Yes, of course. Great. Do you have a cart by any chance? We have gold.
He stops pounding. Yeah. I have a cart that is purchasable for some gold.
For some gold?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, wonderful. John, how much is some gold? Where I come from, some gold is one. One gold is what we call some gold. Is that okay with you?
That's where I come from, too.
Yeah, for 75 gold pieces, you can buy that cart.
75? John, I just bought two living creatures for 80 gold from across the way there. I don't think a moving piece of wood is really going to be worth 75, so let me see here.
Ting! Ting!
Tinging. Again, wonderful. John, do you like zombies?
Well, this Matt's, is happening. I want to go
Matt's
find the
Matt's world cart. Has cute bunnies too.
We'll trade you these 4 sacks of potatoes this fine young lady is bringing you right now. It's worth approximately the same amount.
Yeah. You see that giant, living, moldy potato that's bringing the other potatoes? She's with us.
Didn't she just get those potatoes to feed her, like, elk? That way we can actually use it?
I'm pretty sure it's a giant moose.
That's what I said before!
Knowing full well that it's not actually a moose. We could come to an agreement. John, are you in need of selling all the other materials by any chance? I mean, you're a smith, obviously.
Hell yes.
And
can you give me a persuasion roll?
Oh, I absolutely can.
He's like, oh, yes.
Oh, that was disappointing, even with my modifier. 15.
Okay. Let's see, who else is there? Marin, probably Ames, maybe Taylor. You can give me insight checks.
Sure.
I like being insightful.
Oh, that's I'm pretty insightful. Can I try?
All right, John, give me an insight.
That would be a total of an 11 for Marin.
I got a non-natural 20.
A 14 for
Marin's
me.
Marin's too busy trying to stifle his laughter. To be able to be of
Taylor
much
got
help.
A 12. So
Ames, you know that it seems like John, the smithing elf, is very annoyed at this current exchange, and he just like threw out a random number, and it's obviously not what it's worth, but he's very annoyed with what's going on currently. Peleus, you are trying to talk to him and work down a price, and he's still hammering away at that anvil. It seems like he's like not listening to you anymore.
So I'm going to talk to Peleus for a second, very loudly, so John can overhear it over his hammering. Peleus, so how many zombies do you think are going to come through the rift today? I mean, there was, what, 8 of them yesterday? And plus a few ghouls.
There were at least a dozen, from what I understand.
It's a good thing we killed them all, otherwise they probably would have overrun the town. But, I mean, tomorrow we'll be gone, so we'll see how many show up then. So the way I hear these rifts work,
more
will come out as the time goes on, and the faster we can get back with help. But, unfortunately, without the cart, it's going to take us longer to get there.
That's very true.
So he stops... He stops slamming down the hammer, and he just has his head hung down.
And I'm going to look over him with angry eyes and that start to glow and be like, so are you going to sell us the card or no?
He's currently not looking at you, but you said you start to glow?
The eyes start to glow. I'm using thaumaturgy.
Oh, the eyes.
Thaumaturgy.
Oh, okay. So he turns around. You can have the card for 20 gold pieces.
That sounds more reasonable.
Sure.
Yes.
If you don't mind, you do actually have, a really good, inflammation in, the way you're working with this. But I was just thinking, if you added this
special type of bearing onto your carts, it would actually make them not get that friction aspect, that the, so the horses would be able to move faster. It might help you sell these things later if you wouldn't mind me giving you that idea and then getting off a little more.
Bearing? What kind of bearing?
Oh, come show me. It kind of works this way. So basically, you have this one wheel that works this way, and then you have the other wheel that actually works along this other direction. That way you're lowering your friction aspect.
Hmm. That's interesting. Have you made this bearing before?
Not at this big of a level, though. Yeah. The science should still be the same kind of way.
Give me a persuasion check. I had advantage.
Well, I'm really glad I had an advantage. Oh, God, I'm so glad I had advantage. All right, so I originally rolled a 3. And now I got a not natural 19.
Okay, you definitely seem to have calmed him down and changed the way he was thinking, and he's now actually interested in the mechanics that you're talking about, putting the bearing on the wheels and having it be have a smoother ride and basically last a longer time for all the carts. And wow, thanks for that information. Yeah, I'll knock off another 5 gold pieces.
So 15? No, is that what we're going with?
Yeah, 15. Why are you staring at me? What did I do wrong?
Nothing. I just bought 2 sacks of vegetables for a third of the price of an entire cart.
What a deal.
All right. Anyone want to go like 5 for 5 for 3 of us?
Yeah, I'll pitch in.
Yeah,
I'll pitch in 2 carrots.
You're not there. Okay, would you like to be there?
No.
Okay.
I'm just annoyed.
They're organic carrots.
All carrots are organic.
They are organic carrots.
They're fancy ass carrots. Because
there's no such thing as not organic carrots.
I guess we'll go hook up the cart and see what it looks like and see if we can get prepared for the road.
Cool.
As they start getting the cart ready on my horses, which I've yet to name, but I will soon. I want to go talk to John. John, I'm like, I apologize.
Wait, which John?
Elf John. Elf and John. Sorry. Elf John's and John. We'll talk to him later. Elf and John, please. So, John, I apologize. Poking fun is kind of what I do for a living. But I would be interested in any weaponry you might have available. Say, a rapier. Do you have any of those?
I mostly make farming equipment, but let me see what I have in the back.
Jams a handle on a plow, and here you go.
He'll give you another trident, but this one's used on manure.
Yeah, he's exactly. He's already got another trident. I don't need another pitchfork.
So he's gone for a couple minutes. He comes back out and pulls out a rapier. It's sort of older looking. Looks like it's been sitting for a long time. There's not even a sheath with it. The top part of it is a tiny bit rusted. But it's a rapier.
You can give someone tetanus.
Is that the top in which the point of the rapier is rusted? The pokey bit.
Special ability. You stab them and it gives them tetanus.
Yeah, that's great.
It's a really long con is what it is. It's like a long-term poison, but eventually yeah, you'll get them.
One poke and then like 8 years later they're just dead. So,
I'm going to kill you right back.
I just
don't
have trance for the entire time. Yeah. John, this... I mean, this is good. This is. Did you make this, John, or did you?
No, I think I picked this one up from someone
riverbed?
Else.
Riverbed. Yeah. So, John, how much would you like for this sterling piece of equipment?
You can have it for a gold piece.
A gold piece. Listen, John. So it's no hard feelings
sword.
Between you and I. Here's this, and I hand him 5 gold pieces.
All right,
and. I'll be taking that amazing device off your hands, if you don't mind. Much appreciated, John. Pleasure to meet you. Keep doing the elf thing. You know, go us. Elves, awesome. I love to be us. And again, I already told this to Reginald, but it'd probably be in your best interest to find someplace else to smith in the near future. No reason, but this is not a safe place to be anymore.
Thanks for the information.
You're very welcome.
All right, so you guys connect the cart, and
I come, like, dragging my sack. How big are these sacks of vegetables? They're like Amesley size. I'm like dragging them.
You have one.
When did I become a measure of measurement?
Yeah, with your strength of 7, you are dragging it.
Okay, I'm dragging my sack.
Do you need some help? I'll lift up the sack.
I can probably carry half of one.
John, no problem, lifts up the sack. And it's a pretty hefty sack of vegetables. And you throw it in the cart. Looks like it's been cared for. It's a relatively new-made cart. The wood has all been sanded down and varnished, and the wheels look like they're in great condition. The axles look like they're in great condition. The little pole that goes out into the front, I don't know what it's called.
Everything looks like it's great condition.
In good condition. So you guys...
Let's hit the road.
With the saddles and stuff that you got at the horse stalls, you very easily hook up the stuff. Which horses are you hooking up?
How many horses go on this cart?
2.
Well, I think just the 2 that we just bought.
Yeah, and then the 2 people that already have their own can just ride
in
their own.
Yeah, and then everybody else in the cart. Okay.
Yeah, there's a...
You have to lead them, right?
There's sort of a bench where you could sit maybe 2 or even 3, like, small people on
Taylor
the front part.
Taylor volunteers to guide the cart.
I would rather stay in the back of the cart if no one minds.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay in the back, too.
Okay.
Hi.
You guys can have some vegetables if you want there. I got them for such a good deal.
Oh, I actually have some extra food from the bar earlier, and that's when I pull out my leftovers from breakfast.
Pelias, I assume that you're riding in the back of the wagon as well?
I'm going to be riding up front, actually.
Okay,
I suppose,
with
along
Taylor.
Along with, yeah.
Yep, cool.
And I'll pull out a trumpet.
Okay. Oh, similarly right. Way too much attention to us.
Describe the color again.
Yeah, my trumpet is a nice gray metal, but it's got flecks of this beautiful, almost ruby red that kind of glimmers in the sun. And I just start playing... I don't know, Tiny Dancer.
and,
go right over John's head. Elfin John, of course.
Taylor, the trumpet looks similar to the violin because it's the exact same color with those, like, red specks. Mm-hmm. And you were in the tavern and you were playing the card game. But they're completely different instruments. I don't even know if you've ever seen a trumpet. Like, you don't know what the fuck he's playing right now.
How big are trumpets? Yeah.
They're small. They're only like
they can
big.
Fit in like a bag.
They're
I'd
say he's kind of enthralled.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Definitely appreciating his companion's artistic abilities that he doesn't think he's ever tried.
Is it a covered cart?
Nope, it's not a covered wagon. It is an open.
Okay, great. Well, then
back-end.
I'm just kind of leaning forward, okay. Listening.
Cool, Pelias. For shits and giggles, please give me a performance check.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nat 1.
Oh, no.
I got a 20, not nat 20.
Okay, great. It's like he is doing really well with the trumpet stuff. He gets those crescendos and high and low pitches. And if any of you know anything about music, he is really on key, on time. He's doing a great service to Tiny Dancer song.
I am still going to continually, anytime there's a lull in the song, clap, and then when it's not done, I'm like, oh, my bad. Just keep that gag going.
Anywho, you guys hit the road, and you follow the road west out of Landrin.
Jondrin.
Yeah, because it's filled with all the Johns.
That's
correct.
That's the new town that they're going to found after this one falls apart.
When the 2 Johns have battled to find out who's the real ruler of Jondrin.
For John supremacy.
Yeah.
So you make your way out of town, and there you pass by a few people along the road as you go, and comes to about sunset on the first night. Are you guys looking to find a campsite or continuing to move on?
What do the horses look like? Are they tired?
I mean, you guys are just going at... I assume you guys are just going at a normal pace, unless
I was
going to
say, one of them looks
otherwise.
Like an elk.
Yeah, well, I'm monitoring my elk, but I'm wondering about the other horses.
They look fine, because you guys are just going at a normal pace.
How long can horses go?
For a day. If you want to push them farther, then that's...
So we can probably go until around midnight for the horses without them being, like, really damaged, and then take a break for the night. Once we find a place safe, I think that should be okay.
Yeah, I think we should push a little harder and try to get as much ground as we can before we...
I will warn you, cut down I failed miserably days. At finding a safe place to nap each single time, so I'm not the best one to find a best place to take a break.
I bet Taylor I can find one. Yeah.
Somebody want to give me a survival roll to find a campsite?
Yeah. I'm going to do my out of combat shift. I'm assuming it's getting kind of dark. So I'm going to like...
Are you walking away from everybody and doing it?
I mean, I assume that we're stopping and kind of looking around in an area.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I'm kind of walking around, kind of getting a sense of where we are. So yeah, I'm going to shift a little bit and... using like my better sense of smell and hearing, kind of just get a feel for what's around us.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to use my primeval awareness just to kind of sense, like, is there anything like monstrous or undead nearby? And also, can I do that and the survival check at roughly the same time?
Sure.
Cool.
The survival check's at advantage, right?
Yeah. So that's a 21 for survival.
Cool. Yeah, you see pretty good defensible space, which also looks like where people normally camp the day out of Landrin, and pretty well set up campsite right there. Okay. And as far as the other thing, you don't really sense anything around. Yep.
Cool.
That was convincing.
I mean, that's a 6 mile radius, so I feel good then. So yeah, I point out this nice campsite.
Yeah, I'm just gonna let you have that. I'm not gonna even try to contest that.
I'm in my element.
So I have a question. Kit, do you stay shifted? Because this one lasts for an hour, the out of combat one?
Yeah, I'm just gonna stay it. So as I walk back over, like...
Cool, yeah, can you re-describe your character for everybody?
So what was just kind of a hairy sort of bearded face that you maybe have gotten more familiar with over, you know, the last 24 hours plus knowing this person in your life, Taylor now looks much wilder. He has kind of this elongation to his face and sort of like a almost whiskers kind of coming more prominently out from either side of his face. He's got this sort of like dark band that goes across his brow behind his eyes, and he's way hairier than he was earlier today. Kind of looks a bit like a raccoon. And he's sort of talking a little bit more nasally. He's like, I found a very nice area over here. It smells just fine. And I think we'll be fine for the evening. We just need to pull the wagons or the cart over a little bit. And yeah, I think we'll be great.
Do you have a cold?
No.
Do you need a shave?
No, I like keeping a beard.
Everyone else sees this talking dog, right?
Yeah.
It's not just me.
Sorry.
I like confused.
This happens sometimes. A few years back, it just came upon me in about after, I don't know, a few years after the rift showed up, I started to feel a bit strange out in the woods, and I feel more connected with what's around me, but at the same time, I've sort of, I guess, taken on a more bestial shape when when I'm really thinking about what's around me. Excuse me, if you're uncomfortable with this, I can, I'll just go and,
No, I'm not uncomfortable at all.
So are you like a werewolf? It
doesn't bother me.
I, for one, as a tiefling, am highly offended by this.
Why?
I don't think.
That's a joke, darling.
Okay.
John, I don't think I'm a werewolf, but I don't think I'm as human as I used to be.
There's nothing wrong with not being human.
But still.
As he scans the entire party.
It makes me feel warm inside to know that you accept me for who I am.
I get being the one that's not a human in your group of friends, so.
Come, I'll show you what I found.
One second. If we are sharing things, I should probably say something as well.
Are you actually taller?
She's been hunched over the whole time.
No, but she first starts taking off her gloves, and they reveal very more lizard-esque hands. She pulls off her cloak, and the pulled back red hair is actually just copper red scales. And then she does some stuff with the back of her scarf, and suddenly you actually see a bit of a snout appear, and she pulls off her goggles and her scarf, and you see a kobold in front of you.
When she fiddles around with her scarf, there's sort of like a phasing in and out, like a flash.
Like a hologram-y
type? Sort of like a hologram, sort of like phase in and out.
It's like an illusion spell just kind of started to like phase out in and out.
Yeah, and you saw sort of the halfling face, and it like blinked into the kobold, and then you saw the halfling face again, and then it was then just straight kobold. And then you see sort of like this wire frame that goes around her whole head, like forehead, down to her chin, around her snout, that looked like it would had been holding the illusion.
Just if, you know, we're being honest.
Fanula smiles encouragingly at her.
Well, I feel like I must have something to contribute here. And I'm going to reach up and untie my bandana. And underneath are... It's my horns. That's where they are. I don't really have anything comparative. It's just...
But your horns are on your head.
I thought you shaved
them. That's surprising.
As far as you know... Also, I got a tail.
I know that.
Fanula just, like, takes off her cloak and is like, good, I don't have to wear this anymore then.
You want to please describe your rest of your body.
Is Noodle just naked now? Sure. What's going on?
Essentially, I'm not wearing...
Yeah, this got really free really quickly.
Well, on this planet, nudity makes you stronger.
I'm still wearing clothes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not wearing, like... people clothes. I'm wearing like an assortment of like vegetative growth
That are covering the important parts. Yeah,
yeah. Like fungi and
yeah
other things and liverwort.
Just imagine you covered in mushrooms.
Basically. There's different kinds. Beware like chanterelles. And, yeah, I just like run away from hobbits.
Interesting.
She sort of, as she like takes off her cloak.
I don't just take it off. I'm just like, I just unclasp it and let it fall. I'm like, oh, good.
Yeah, and you...
I don't like that thing anyway.
Yeah, I just put it over my head. You're going full on out.
You see sort of the fungus and leaves and other things that are on here. They're living and they're like just moving like a tiny
moving?
Bit. Not like shifting, but they are there and like the leaves wrestle in the
There's
wind.
No
and stuff.
Leaves.
Your mossy hair wrestles in the wind.
Okay.
And every part of her looks like it is attached to a living organism, if that makes sense. Like, it is not a dead piece of...
I didn't, like, super glue.
Yeah, you didn't super
moss
glue.
On my head.
Yeah.
It's growing on her.
Yes.
And then I go over to Amesley, and I just, like, pat her shoulder, and, like, I don't know, in an encouraging way, and then just, like, walk off and take care of my elk or something.
I wasn't the only one that just revealed something right here.
Well, this has to be one of the strangest groups of people that I've ever been around. So while we're all sharing something, let me get you something. And I reach into my pack, and this is my most prized possession right here. And I unfurl a tiny piece of paper, and I show you all a tiny sketch of a goblin. And This is my goblin friend. His name is John. And I've had this for as long as I can remember. It's been with me for hundreds of years now. Actually, wait, one more thing. And I put the John away, and I reach into my bag, and there's this wooden box that I pull out excitedly. Okay, now, listen, this is going to blow all your minds. I mean, you're a were-raccoon? I'm not sure. And you are a living piece of fungus, and you are a kobold? Okay, but look, this box. Here, look, when you open the bottom of this, and I do, there's a worm inside. And this worm, see, this worm right here, he's wriggling around excitedly, especially seeing the fungus. His name is John, also. And...
look at the worm. I'm really interested in this worm.
Yeah, absolutely. And John, this is Noodle, John. You guys can be friends now if you want. And I hand the box near Noodle. I don't know if she wants to take it or not.
What can I tell about this worm? Does it look harmless or does it look?
Looks like an earthworm. It's completely harmless and it looks alive.
Okay, I take the box.
But it's got two heads.
Oh, and it has two heads. So it looks like a normal earthworm, does it, Matt? What's the box made out of?
Wood.
Okay, I take the box. Where'd you get this from?
What is it?
It's hard to explain where I got it from. You know, it was out on the sea, and I did a lot of sailing work when I was younger. So, got it from a friend on the sea.
You got an... How does it stay alive?
I don't rightly know how it stays alive. It's been inside this box as long as I've had it. I occasionally take it out to talk with it every once in a while. It doesn't talk back, oddly enough. But, he's been alive in this box for... Oh, let's see, I've had him for... 80, 90 years now. So it's been a while.
As you're looking at the worm, Fanuela, it moves in the box.
Okay, I touch it gently. What's it do?
It moves like a worm where it like squirms up around where your finger is.
Okay, I pick it up and I set it on my shoulder. Does it do anything bad to me?
No.
Okay.
You were killed by a worm.
I'll give him back. I'll let him sit here for a while.
Okay.
Well, since it's getting dark, Taylor is going to continue making efforts to set up camp.
Cool. Are you guys setting
a fire?
I'll
help.
All right.
I'm gonna talk to the worm in every language I know. Does it say anything?
No.
Okay. I lean over to Pelias. Is that how you say it? Pelias? Pelias.
Yeah. You say whatever you want. He calls you Noodle.
Well, I was saying that out of character.
Pelias. Pelias,
Does this worm have a name?
Yeah. Actually, so it's got two heads. And so you have named this head here, John. And, this one over here also, John. I can't really tell the difference between the two heads, to be honest. But you can call him John.
Okay, I want to lean in and see if I can tell the difference in those two heads.
We're never going to get the right one.
I don't know. Give me, an insight
I
or perception.
I don't know this at all. Can move it on.
Yeah, they look exactly the same, no matter what you were to roll. Maybe if you rolled a 1, maybe you would see a defect, but there wasn't really one, so...
No, I rolled a natural 6. I didn't even bother to check.
Yeah.
It's a worm in a box.
Oh, God.
I'm really glad I didn't name it Dick. That...
Yeah.
It's a missed opportunity, though. Yeah.
So I'm going to help Taylor set up camp.
Yeah, I'm going to help too.
I would like to... Can I... make a roll to see if I can figure out what exactly Taylor might be. I mean, I know what Amesley is, and I don't know how I feel about that, but...
Marion, you want to know what Taylor
is.
I'd like
to see if I can make a roll.
Give me an Arcana, or... I don't even know. Let's see. Give me an Intelligence check.
That would be a 7.
Nope. You have no idea. You've heard of werewolves. You've heard of Tabaxi.
Can I ask you something? Is your werewolf lore similar
to the standard lore in terms of lack of self-control, infecting people, that kind of thing,
yeah.
Cursed.
Right, okay. And also werewolves typically shift around a full moon, and it's not a full moon. But he's not any of those, not that you can tell, and you don't know what he is.
I will say that you're probably witnessing Taylor going around, like, sniffing at things that are pretty mundane, but seemingly fascinating. No, not butts. But
he's not a dog.
But, like, just, you know, bushes, things like that.
So, Taylor, looks like no one in our group is human. It's interesting.
Wait a second.
It's not what I expected.
Yeah, what's the odds of that, you think?
It kind of seems like a bad joke, if you ask me.
Yeah, an elf, a dwarf, and a gnome walk into a bar. Well, I still respect you. I mean, I just want to make sure that I didn't offend you with the werewolf comment.
Oh, no, it's fine. I mean, I've thought it might be a lycanthrope or something when it first started happening, but I don't know. I just don't ever seem to feel like I lose a sense of myself. I just get a little bit more enthusiastic about what I can sense, you know, the sounds, the smells. It's like the forest that I've loved just becomes even more deep and interesting and present.
All right. I'm gonna kind of look back and see where Amesley is right now.
Yeah, she is actually heading over in your direction. All
right. Well, I'm gonna kind of whisper to him real quick before she gets over here. I'm like, What do you think about Amesley? I have only heard bad things about the lizard folk. I mean, she seems nice enough, but I this is my first time out of Revelheim, so kind of leaning on your experience here. Oh, she's coming. Shh. We'll talk about it later.
Jeez. Taylor, also, I don't know if you know this, but John still looks just like a tall human, and he hasn't said otherwise.
Though he did say it, no one here is human.
I know.
Human.
I'm just reiterating that, because we are doing a mental picture here, so.
Hint, hint, hint. This guy is glowing, and most guys don't glow.
So, oh gosh, oh my gosh, you have no idea how excited I am that I can actually finally talk to some other people, because before it was only with my dad that I could actually do this with, and oh my god, I feel so great to finally be able to not use my mask. Oh, this is so great! I love you guys! How are you all doing?
Taylor kind of gets down on his knees a bit, so like he's more eye level with you, and like kind of just takes in sort of the kobold appearance that he's now kind of seeing for the first time.
All right, she is extremely scaly, has a very long snout. She's got that kind of copper red look to her, kind of one of the like very thin bipedal crocodile look to her.
Taylor's gonna say in Draconic, like, I see you, and I accept you for who you are.
She responds back, aw, thank you.
And he'll, like, kind of pat your shoulder a little bit, and then, like, continue moving stuff around, and, like, I don't know, just, he's happy.
Actually, since you spoke to her in Draconic, she's gonna follow you a bit.
Your new best friend!
I have another question, Amesley.
Yep.
Do you untie the other thing?
The thing that I'm where I'm tying my tail back to my leg to stop it from popping out?
Yeah. So is that untied, or is it, still tied? Alert.
I think I haven't done it yet, but it's a plan. Okay. Right now I'm just kind of feeling up everyone else and just seeing how...
Okay.
Feeling up everybody
feeling
else?
Up?
I mean, not in that manner.
Apparently, you need to watch every single word you say out of your mouth.
Apparently.
With this group of people.
Yes, that's true.
Absolutely.
But I don't want to. You want to speak Draconic?
Yeah, it's something I picked up back on the road. You know, there's a lot out there to see and to, you know, watch out for, and you know, Draconic has come in handy on a few occasions, but it's not. You know, I'm probably kind of rusty.
John, yeah, you just heard them mumbling in a strange language.
Yeah, seeing that they're kind of like hissing at each other, I'm gonna kind of back
away. We are not kissing at each other
yet. Go towards the rest of the group.
Yet.
Are they within earshot of Marion?
Yeah, I mean, they're not being quiet about it. And okay. And John, you totally see that Taylor is like happy and he's moving around camp and he's got a little pep in his step or whatever.
That's fine. I'm still a little freaked out about the whole situation. So
all right.
I'm backing up slowly. I'm trying to be, oh, you want me to roll deception? I'm trying to be subtle about it. Like, ooh, I got something over here I need to do.
Yeah, sure.
This firewood needs to be cut.
Roll me a deception.
That would be a non-natural 20.
Yeah, cool. So you just find your way over to the firewood to start chopping some wood with your big, strong human arms.
That's not suspicious at all.
You're chopping the wood without anything in your hands. You're just
here.
Splitting.
I am chopping with my human hands.
Marion, so you kind of heard them in Draconic, and you understood what they were saying.
Yep. I will actually speak in this case, and I will go to Amesley, and I will say, you know, being what you are with what you have going on, I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's somewhat of a story to this. Now, I am somewhat familiar with your general people, and not to be churlish, as I cannot speak highly necessarily of most of my own ilk, but I would like...
You've met other kobold?
Well, define me.
Oh. Okay.
Most of them, well, they've been in brief encounters.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I get it. She starts to put up her scarf again.
No, that's not my point. I was asking how you came to be exactly in the position that you are in, given the general standards of life for your people.
How I like where we're at?
Yes, how you're, say, here and not cowering in a den somewhere up in the mountains.
Right. How do you know so much about, well, going to bars and ordering drinks and firing a gun? Those are kind of interesting when you think about it.
How familiar are you guys with the military?
Quiet.
Don't get me started.
Do you work for a mercenary group?
Oh, gosh, no.
Fanula, what are you doing?
I'm sitting with my worm.
Are you listening in on the conversation? Or?
Can I? Am I close enough to hear them?
Yeah, if you want
are
to.
They're speaking in common?
Are you guys still speaking in common or not?
No, we're speaking Draconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so they're just hissing at each other.
All right, cool. I note that, and then I keep trying to get the worm to talk to me.
Okay.
You're not going to turn me in at all, are you?
I got no reason to. I don't know about Marion, though. But he seems like a nice enough guy. Right?
I think at this point my curiosity outweighs any sort of animosity I would have. And you did help us save, the young, the old man there and his kids. So suffice it to say, I think that pretty much proves any sort of quote-unquote allegiance at this point.
My full name is Amesley Hughes. Doug's gonna roll to know what that means.
Not Taylor. Marion. Oof. Give me an intelligence check.
Yeah, let's do it. That's where I want to be.
Wait, is mine just too low?
No, you. It's your background information. You. Gotcha. Yeah.
Gotcha.
That roll was a 13.
The name does not ring a bell.
Yeah, Marion shakes his head.
Okay, good. Didn't want to put my name out to protect my dad. He is the He's a tech man. It's where I learned how to make my guns.
I'm assuming that he is not a kobold, then.
No.
That makes sense.
Used to live with a traveling group, and our pack moved whenever we got thinking things got dangerous, but then one day I went out for supplies, and it got destroyed by a fire rift. So Ravenheim was the closest place for me to find supplies. I just kind of got around there for a while.
You see Marion breathe just a small sigh of relief there.
Marion and Taylor, neither of you have ever heard of a fire rift or the elemental plane of fire rift or portal or anything like that. This is like brand speaking new information to you.
Can I ask a question as to, can we understand conceptually what this might be?
Yes.
Okay.
So I used to just kind of survive out in the open, but then I lost everyone there, so I just kind of went to Ravenheim because it was what was available.
Do you know where the fire rift, where this event happened? Like, could you find it on a map?
Actually, probably, I assume. I can tell you where our entire group was going around. I was pretty young at the time, but I mean, I was already part of the main group at that point. There wasn't a lot of us.
Yeah, and if you pull out a map and she points on the map, it's basically going to be in those hills that are south of Torfain, northeast of Revelhein.
Sort of in that dead tree zone?
Yeah. That one, yep.
In the base of those hills there.
Thank you for, sharing your story, and I'm sorry that you've had, it sounds like, a very challenging time, going from losing your group to trying to survive in Revelhein, and I sympathize with what that must have been like for you, and it's about as sentimental as he can be, but he's going to kind of switch back over to Common and be like, how about we get some food going, right?
So I can stay? And I switch back to Common as well.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay!
You got my vote.
But, I'm not going to tell you what you already know. Just be careful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taylor's going to head back over towards where John is and just be like, hey, John, do you know how to cook?
I can try.
I have a question. Peleus, what have you been doing this time?
Honestly, Noodle's just been playing with the worm the entire time. And I couldn't understand anything they were saying. And I was just kind of rummaging around camp trying to get it set up since they seemed busy not doing that. So, yeah. At this point, knowing that everyone's starting to speak common once again, I'm just going to go ahead and walk up to Noodle. And I'll call her Noodle. Noodle, I appreciate you taking care of the worm. Do you mind if I put that back in his home for the night?
Is that going to be okay? Yeah,
put away the worm?
Yeah. I got to put my worm away.
Of course.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks so much, Noodle. And stick it in the box, put my box back in my satchel. And yeah, I'm going to go rummage some, I guess, get my gravy out for dinner.
Ew. All right, do I see him getting his gravy out for dinner?
No, the gravy's staying in the pouch. Good. I'm keeping that gravy. That gravy is going to be important later on.
I'll bring out the sack of vegetables from the cart and start cutting them up with
what?
That's a good, I thought of that when I started saying it. I'm gonna just take bites out of them raw.
Okay, so you're eating it. You're not like cutting them up to share for people.
I'm leaving them out forever, like handing people whole vegetables.
Oh, okay, I got it.
You want a knife? You can cut it. I like reach for my knife to hand it to her.
No, it's better like this. Help yourself.
I found at least, hopefully, a couple pieces of wood to start a fire. I've got some experience with.
Yeah, you found some kindling to cool. To use your
and, thing. And so rummaging through my pack, I grab my third device. And if anyone is any, who's watching?
Because I'm watching. Nuala is I'm watching. Definitely watching.
So Nuala's closed and paying attention. Noodle, you might want to just take a step back for this. Just a little. I'm worried that you might just catch fire.
Okay, I step back.
Okay, wonderful. And I pull out a rectangular metal device with two tiny metal cups on one end. And I aim it to the pile of kindling that I've set up.
What is this?
I spit on it. And sparks emit. The sharks. Sharks.
That's sharks tiny sharks.
Leap out of it.
This, also named John. I would not put it past you.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
I'm sold.
Sparks. Yeah. Give me one of those. Sparks shoot out of it, catching the kindling on fire. And poof. Everything's lit up.
What is that?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Let me guess.
I'm not even.
You got it from your travels on the sea?
Yeah, no, totally another friend on my travels on the sea. Yeah, absolutely. He definitely gave it to me willingly. And
do you want an insight check that sentence?
That had so much just.
Do you want to?
Or is it just too obvious?
Do you want to ask me if you believe him or.
I mean, I normally would just say, don't. I know he's not telling the truth.
Because he's Jacob.
But I believe him.
Thank you, everybody. You're too kind.
I feel like there's some other story behind it.
Okay.
Unless you want me to roll. That's what I'm asking. No, that's fine. The DM.
No, you can believe what you believe. That's good.
So, yeah. It's, I mean, I have no idea what this. You know what? Actually, Amesley, you might know more about this than I do.
Oh.
And I go to hand her my rectangular metal device with two tiny metal cups on the end that shoot sharks out when I spit on it.
I look interestedly at Amesley. When...
You think it's this special type of metal found in a weird place? And maybe it's like innately magical, but you can't really see any sort of like mechanics that are driving it. It's the metal and the magic of the metal.
Okay, so it seems like what's going on right here is that the entire prospect of this is the metal inside. So I'm betting there might be a bit more of a mechanical just like aspect, or we need to have some kind of just amplifiers as the start. But I would want to do more experiments on it to see if I could figure it out myself, if you wouldn't mind letting me borrow it.
Yeah, no, about that, that sounds wonderful and all, but it's kind of a keepsake, and I've seen what you do with the gears and that rifle, so, you know, actually, I'd prefer to just put it away, I guess. That's okay.
Well, John gets a little bit bored, so he starts changing the color of the fire. It's blue, green... It's purple. It's
I start
red.
Calling out color requests.
I make like little dancing birds above it with minor illusion that match the colors that he's changing the fire.
And the scene fades to black.
Matt's like, no more.
That's enough of that. That's the end.
Don't sing, I know you're just mad now.
I don't need your sass now, just tell me what it's worth. Our enemies, we just finished fighting, but more are coming soon, it's mighty frightening. Oh, Elvin John, please soothe your pride. With your old cart and my horse, I sit and I ride. Don't ting, I know just what you're playing. So please stop your fading, just tell me what it's worth. Don't ting, I know you're just mad now. And I don't need your sass now, just tell me what it's worth. Your world is ending, you gotta stop pretending, Elvin John.
Celery's trying to sleep.
I've never heard such horrible music.
You are so talented. Oh my gosh! Can you do another one? What else you got?